Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading is from the book of Genesis, and it talks about this covenant that God makes with Abram. This covenant, this two-part deal. God promises Abraham to make of him a great nation, okay, to raise up from him many descendants, including kings. And he also promises Abraham land, the whole land of Canaan. So these are temporal benefits that God is promising to Abraham. And then he says, on your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages, that is, fidelity to my law. And so there's this two-part deal. The responsorial psalm then says, the Lord remembers his covenant forever. So we know that God always makes good on his part. So it's just on the part of man where there's negligence and there's the possibility of falling away. So now we have a new covenant. This is the entrance antiphon for today's Mass. Christ is mediator of a new covenant, so that by means of his death, those who are called may receive the promise of an eternal inheritance. So we have a new covenant in Christ, and now the promise is not of these temporal benefits, but we have an eternal inheritance. That's what's promised to us. And God makes good on his promises. We know that he never fails or falls short. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. But the same words that God spoke to Abraham can certainly be spoken to all of us. On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. We have to do our part. You know, today we often hear that God loves us. That's kind of the substance of a lot of the Christian message today, that God loves us. Of course, that is true. We get that. But the real question is, do you love God? Are you doing your part? Are you holding up your end of the deal, of the bargain, of the covenant? That's the crux of the matter today. And that's where it comes down to receiving this eternal inheritance. Our Lord in today's gospel says, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. And the Jews understood him to mean physical death, and that's why they go on to object. But our Lord there is talking about spiritual death. You keep our Lord's word, you will remain in the state of grace. And then, though you will meet physical death, you will then be transformed into glory, from grace in this life to glory in the next. And then at the last day of judgment, even your body will be resurrected and glorified. And so that is the promise of an eternal inheritance, but we must be faithful to keep our part of the deal, to be faithful to that covenant with God, those baptismal promises. Let's remember that each and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.